In Western Australia, the government is facing a potential class action over its controversial stolen wages reparation scheme. The scheme paid Aboriginal people a maximum of $2,000 in recognition of decades of withheld wages. Now, a background briefing investigation has uncovered secret financial modelling commissioned by the government, which suggests the government owes the workers much more than that. Sarah Dingle reports.
In her 80s, Mabel Julie is now a famous artist. But for decades, under a WA government system, she laboured on an East Kimberley pastoral station without ever being paid.
We didn't know the money. It is working for bread and teas is all. And we don't know the money. We never get no money.
Others had their wages stolen. Until 1972, if an Aboriginal person earned a wage, the state could legally withhold up to 75% in government trust accounts. But that money has simply vanished. 3 years ago, WA conducted a stolen wages reparation scheme with a maximum payout of just $2,000 each. Dr. Rosalind Kidd is a national expert on Aboriginal stolen wages.
Can you imagine the CEO of Westpac or ANZ saying that? We've got no idea how much of your money's missing. We're offering $2,000.
The Indigenous Affairs Minister, Peter Collier, said a government stolen wages task force had investigated, but there wasn't enough evidence to prove people were owed any more than $2,000 each. But there was detailed actuarial modelling done by firm Barton Consultancy for the task force, delivered to government and obtained by background briefing. At just one workplace alone, Moore River Native Settlement, the actuaries estimate Aboriginal wages kept in trust by government at more than $63 million. And a whistleblower who worked with that task force, Howard Riley, says State Treasury initially agreed to individual payouts of $78,000.
Because the Treasury at the time said, well, maybe we can handle 78, and that's when we said, well, leave it at 78,000.
Confidential documents show the task force's final recommendations to government in 2008 was a stolen wages reparation scheme costing $71 million, with up to 3,000 workers thought to be still alive who could make a claim. But the work of the task force was shelved for 4 years, and Howard Riley believes the delay was deliberate.
They waited for those people to die. They wanted those people to die so the state coffers weren't being emptied out on black people whose wages they deserved out back.
In 2012, the total amount paid out by the West Australian government for decades of Aboriginal stolen wages was not 71, but just $2.5 million. The state's Indigenous Affairs Minister refused an interview with background briefing. In a written response to questions, he said it took time to assess the report properly. The CEO of the state's Aboriginal Legal Service, Dennis Eggington, says what happened in WA was slavery.
You know, you've got people working for nothing. That is a fair definition of slavery in my terms.
The Aboriginal Legal Service is now considering a potential class action.
And you can listen to Sarah Dingle's investigation this Sunday on Background Briefing on Radio National.